An Overview of Principles, written by Z. Charnot, October 22, 2003, for the Worldwide Philosophy Class, What Life Is and What Life Is For, Class Number 6. In the sciences, arts, and crafts of design, function comes first. Form follows function. Means follows form. We don't build boats out of bricks. What designs are being considered here? The designs of living entities. Remember, there are no dead things. The flow or the flux of energy into and out of varying entities is different in pattern and in rate. If we were to numb the senses when we exposed our flesh to excess heat, we would damage that flesh. If we close off our awareness or overcommit our attention to insignificant matters, we will damage our form, our living flesh. I have tried to phrase this with some delicacy. We must sustain the openness of our awareness. We dare not take evasive closure as a practice without diminishing our life opportunity, without an accrual of limitations. We don't need an anesthesia to make us unfeeling towards what we may regard as unwanted experience. We cannot sustain the illusion that unwanted experiences are derived from adversaries or from enemies. We cannot sustain the belief in the value of protection. We are only failing to notice all our unwanted experience is derived from what we think, from what we imagine, from that to which we direct our attention, and how poorly some of what we think, some of what we imagine, some of that to which we give our attention, fails to combine or combines poorly with other thoughts, with our other imaginings, with other targets of our attention. We need good maps of the true environment we inhabit. Words are poor map-making means. We must stop talking in our heads. We must attain a clear-minded thusness or suchness to the whole environment we inhabit. Everything is made out of consciousness. Consciousness is the co-emissive fundamental. Everything in the physical world is made out of charges in motion. There is the energy parceling function of charges. The pattern of motion of a charge can be indicated, but not fully specified, by quantum rules. When stressed, the shift in a charge's patterns of motion will show as emission or absorption spectral lines. The color of those spectral lines characterize the quantum state. There is no such thing as one same increment of energy which constitutes a charge at any two adjacent increments of time. Energy is always flowing into and out of every charge. This constitutes a connection of everything to everything else. There are principles that determine where the energy comes from and where the energy goes to, with respect to any charge. These are principles of order and of evolution. Similarities are the source of uniformity and regularity. Differences are the source of uniqueness and complementarity. Form is an artifact of process. There is a form towards which we grow. There is a form of substance towards which we grow. Pneumaticos. The increment of energy per beat of frequency is a function of the mass and energy per unit volume per unit time. And you can see a separate document written by Z.P. Charnot, May 27, 2003, which I have already read online. Mass and energy per unit volume per unit time. The increment of energy per beat of frequency is a function of energy density. Planck's constant is this increment of energy per beat of frequency in the present physical reality. That increment of energy can be detailed. Part of that energy is the structure of the charge. Part of that energy is in the motion of the charge. We can affect that increment of energy. Life runs on an increment of energy contained in ATP, or adenosine triphosphate. ATP supplies the energy for the biochemical reaction which operates in every cell.